when I were to give a short account of his awakening, the shortest one was a principle of causality. When this is, that is. When this isn't, that isn't. From the arising of this comes the arising of that. From the cessation of this comes the cessation of that. He taught that because if you're going to solve the problem of suffering, you have to solve it at the cause. Some of the causes come from the past, but some come from the present moment. In fact, the important ones come from the present moment. So focus on the cause. What's the cause right here? As he said, the mind precedes all phenomena. The cause is here in the mind. So when you're sitting out here in the afternoon and it's hot and you're sweaty, remember the heat and the sweat, that's the result of past karma. What you want to do now is focus on your present karma. What are you doing right now? That's the important thing. You can let the heat go, let the sweat go, because that's nothing you're responsible for at the moment. You are responsible for the choices you make. So choose to develop the mind. Watch out for any disturbances, any defilements that would come in. Focus instead on getting the mind on the path. The path is easy, it's right here. The breath coming in, breath going out. You stay focused right here, you're on the path. You're wandering off someplace else, or you're wandering into the underbrush. As long as you stay on the path, you're safe. It's like going through a jungle. If you have a nice broad path, any animals that come along the path, you see them from afar. You can avoid them if you have to. If you're in the underbrush, you can be right next to a snake and not know it. So stay on the path. Any thoughts that don't have anything to do with the path, just let them go. Because they create more bad karma and you'll have to reap the results of them sometime down the line. But if you create good karma right now, you're being a good refuge to yourself. You're focused on the right things in the moment, and you're creating good causes from now and on in the future. So focus on the causes. We have that verse that Sariputta listened to and gained awakening. All it talks about is causes and cessation of causes. He was smart enough to see the big causes in the mind. If you can get rid of any things in the mind that are unskillful, then the results are going to have to be good. So solve the problem at the cause, not at the results. Years back, I read about a group of people who went out from Bangkok. They visited this little school way out in the countryside. And the kids were lined up in front of the school. And they were very poor. They didn't have school uniforms. And they seemed embarrassed. So the people from Bangkok got them uniforms as if that was going to solve the problem. The problem was the poverty. The problem was not the uniforms. If you want to solve a problem, solve it at the cause. Then you don't have to worry about the results. The results will come. So in the same way, we're suffering from all kinds of thinking, all kinds of things outside. But if you want to solve the problem, you've got to focus in on your mind, because that's where things come from. Anything unskillful arises in the mind, just put it away, put it aside. That way you're putting aside all kinds of bad results down the line. This is where your power can be exercised. So focus in on the right spot.